if you had a vase, what would you put in the vase?
Flowers.
And children play with
toys.
And if I asked you about somebody and I said, have you seen him lately? You'd say, yeah, just yesterday he was talking about your house. Just yesterday.
He was here.
And if I were asking you something, I said, well, what's new? And you might shrug your shoulders and say,
nothing.
And then I said, oh, come now, there must be
something.
And if we saw a picture or something on the blackboard, I'd say, did you draw that? And you'd say, no, I never
draw.
Now, this next part is going to be the, it's got weather and time of day. It's several different things kind of put together here. Now, if you met somebody about 11 o'clock in the daytime, how would you greet them?
Hi.
And if you want to use the expression good.
Good morning.
And how long would you say good morning? When would you change it to?
At dinner.
Okay.
I'd say.
After that you'd say?
Yeah, I don't know what I normally say, but afternoon. That sounds too formal.
That sounds very formal.
Yeah.
But what do you call the part of the day after dinner? If you were saying, well, I want you to come to this.
Oh, this evening, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about after supper? You call
it? Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person had to get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight, you'd say they have to start at
daylight.
And if you wanted to use the word sun in expression, you'd say
sun up.
And if I asked you what time did the sun rise this morning, you'd say the sun
rose.
Now, if you were...
No, I guess I'd say it came up.
Yeah, you'd use it that. Mm-hmm. Now, if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd say you worked until...
sundown.
Okay. Now, if today is Monday, Sunday was...
yesterday.
And if you were talking about something that was going to happen, not this coming Sunday, but the one following, you'd say that it was going to be
Sunday after next.
And again, Monday is today, so Tuesday will be
tomorrow.
And to see what time it is, you look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 and 8, you say it's
7:30.
And if you wanted to use another way of saying 7:30, might be using half in it, you might say.
Half past seven?
You use that sometimes?
No.
You wouldn't use that.
I'm going to stick with 7:30.
That's another one of those generation gap things. If it was 10:45, you'd say it's
10:45.
And you might say the farmers got a really good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.